Simi, I don't know what could be the problem. Oh yes, it's okay now. I propose that we start with our meeting. As I indicated on Tuesday, that we will converge in this manner today to consider the two reports. And these reports are based on the work that we have done in respect of processing the Municipal Structures Amendment Bill, as well as the Customary Initiation Bill that we extensively deliberated on, ensured that we followed the necessary processes and procedures, engaged with the relevant players and stakeholders, and arrived at this point where we have the draft reports that must be considered and, if possible, be adopted by this very meeting. I want to once more welcome all of you to this important meeting, when which we are going to do exactly that. I've just checked the people who are part of this meeting. We have myself, Honorable Nkosi, Honorable Bartlett, Honorable Sileku, Honorable Shaikh, and Honorable Nita. Those are the members that I'm able to pick up who are part of this meeting. And I think that we do form a quorum which empowers us to proceed with this meeting. And I also want to recognize the presence of officials from Parliament and the departments, that is the Department of Cooperative Governance, as well as the Traditional Affairs, who are part of this meeting. You are all of you, irrespective, heartily welcome to the meeting. As I indicated, the agenda is before us, and we are coming to consider the two draft reports that are before us. Let me just check with administration. I have not noted any apologies for this meeting. Any apologies that has been brought to our attention before we proceed with the meeting, so that we note the apologies?
Hi, Chairperson. Gershwin Dixon.
Yes.
No apologies received, sir.
Oh, wonderful. Yes. Most did indicate to me that you are going to stand on his behalf to facilitate this meeting, so that whatever that we need, you should be handily be in the position to help us. Having said that, let us start with the first report, considering the first report, that is on the Municipal Structures Amendment B. If you can just slide it so that I take you through that. First, we know the fact that this report was referred to the committee on the 17th of October 2019.
Chairperson?
And it was accordingly classified with the necessary amendments. The background to... No, I think you have placed a wrong report.
Yes, Chairperson, I'm trying to get hold of Mr. Holliday. If you can put the other report on.
Oh, yes. Let him just quickly put another report so that I'm able to. But in the meantime, I will proceed to take you through the report, because members already have that report without wasting any time. I'm just trying to summarize the essence and the gist of the report itself. All that I was saying is that in respect of the background to this report, the whole purpose was to amend the Municipal Structures Act of 1998 in relation to the parts which were provided as such, and that this report was tagged as a Section 76 report, and we didn't note any financial implications to the report. That we accordingly embarked on the public participation process in respect of the requirements of the legislation process. That is quite important, that we need to point out that on the 4th of February, this committee was accordingly briefed about this particular legislation, and all the necessary processes were then followed. Immediately after that, we submitted this matter to the provinces, in which we obtained the negotiating mandates from different provinces, and the dates are well encapsulated in what we are saying. And the essence is that we received 9 negotiating mandates in favor of this particular bill, and that this bill was accordingly classified as a C-list bill in respect of the amendments and this committee proceeded to take the process forward by ensuring that we receive the final mandate from the different provinces before we consider it. And that accordingly we did receive the final mandates, when with this bill was supported by the Eastern Cape, by the Free State, by Gauteng, by Limpopo, by Mpumalanga, by Northern Cape, by Northwest, as well as the Western Cape, and that no objections were received in respect of this bill. Based on that, having considered the bill itself, this committee recommends that we adopt the bill, and that it must be taken to the House, to the NCOP House, for consideration and adoption. This is how far I could go to just give the summary of both the process and what was discussed, and what did we do to arrive at the stage where we present our draft report to this committee meeting for adoption. I will open the floor for discussions, and if there are no discussions, I will request that if there is any mover for the adoption of the report, we must accordingly do that. But as I said, if there are any issues that any honorable member would love to raise or to place before this meeting, you are free to do so. Yes, honorable member?
Thank you, Chairperson. What I want to indicate is that the report is a true reflection of the procedure that was followed, that we followed as a committee, and it also reflects correctly the various positions of the various provinces. So, Chair, on those grounds, I would want to move that we adopt the report.
Thank you very much.
I will second, Honourable Chair.
I will second,
Chair.
On your second. Any objection to that? All right, thank you very much. If there is no objection, the report is accordingly adopted. Yes, thank you very much. Let's go to the next report. The report is on the customary initiation bill. I will accordingly try to summarize the process itself, in which I start by saying that this bill was placed before us on the 26th of November last, on the 17th of October 2019. And accordingly, this bill was classified by the Joint Tagging Mechanism, the so-called JTM, as a Section 76 bill, which follow a particular process. And we did effectively receive the report, the outline, the structure, the purpose of this particular bill from the department. And that was accordingly done on the 4th of February this year. And in that sense, the bill outlined the purpose thereof in respect of the role of different players, the structure that must be established to regulate the initiation schools and to ensure that we standardize and formalize the whole procedure and processes of customary initiation in South Africa. We did, of course, note the financial implications relating to this, and we accordingly noted them. Even in terms of this bill, the public participation process was unfolded, in which the necessary engagements was done, not only in respect of this committee, but in respect of the provinces, and that in that sense, we obtained the negotiating mandates from different provinces, and we considered that. Immediately after that, we did meet as a committee to consider the C list of the amendment, the consolidation thereof, and that was on the 3rd of November to consider that, and thereafter we adopted the D version of the bill. After that, we proceeded to obtain the final mandate from the different provinces, and this bill was supported and voted by the different provincial legislatures, and the following provinces supported the bill: Eastern Cape, Gauteng, KwaZulu-Natal, Limpopo, Mpumalanga, Northern Cape, Northwest, as well as the Western Cape. The Free State Legislature, we must say that, voted against favoring the bill, and as such there was no objection raised. Based on that, this Select Committee on Cooperative Governance, Traditional Affairs, Water, Sanitation and Human Settlement, having considered all the submissions and having embarked on the relevant proper legislative process in respect of this bill, we submit that we are quite satisfied that the processes were followed, and we present this for adoption by the committee. Likewise, if there are points that honorable members would love to raise, they are free to do so. And if we are done with that process, I will then call for the adoption of the report or the rejection thereof. Let's firstly hear from any member who wants to raise an issue or issues in respect of what I've just summarized as the draft report for the customer initiation bill. If there is none, can I call for anyone who supports who move for the adoption of the report?
Yes,
sir. Yes, Mama Nita.
Yes, I am hoping the support of the bill, Chair, after going through all what we've discussed last week in the committee, I feel satisfied that it is well covering our discussion. I therefore support the bill.
All right, thank you, Honorable Zuta. Any seconder?
Sure.
Who's that? Mama Nkosi?
Honorable Nkosi. Yes, sir, I support the proposal that we adopt the report as true reflection. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Any objection?
None.
Noting that there is no objection, I affirm that this is how we have proceeded, and this report that is before us, that is tabled before us, is accordingly adopted. Having said that, let me thank you very much. This was the purpose. I thought that there would be some discussions, but it is clear that honorable members are happy with the process, and they have adopted the two bills that will then be accordingly tabled before the House for adoption by the House. And in that sense, thank you very much for attending this meeting, and the meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Jefferson,
right.
Thank you, Chair.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
No, Jefferson, you suppose, I think in terms of our arrangement, the Select Committee on Security and Justice is...
Oh, yes.
For yours.
I apologize for that. I'm at home with you now. Yes, sorry, I apologize. Sorry, members, let me just draw your attention. And I might also point out that next week, on Monday, we're meeting in Johannesburg for our visit to the Free State for the whole week. And I'm glad that all the preparations are done, and I'm looking forward for our visit to the Free State next week. We're meeting on Monday in Joburg, and thereafter we'll move to the Free State and spend the whole week in the Free State. Thank you very much. Let me hand over to you, Honorable Sheikh. Thank you.
No, thank you very much, Chairperson. And let me just welcome members to this leg of the meeting, being the Select Committee on Security and Justice meeting. On members, I will recall that in our last meeting, we were on the verge of considering the adoption of the committee report on the recognition of customary marriages amendment bill. But given the fact that the report was received quite late by members, we then said that we would defer the report, and hence we're dealing with the matter today. Our members would have received we sent you a draft report, but we also sent you a more updated version at a later time. But if I can also maybe just go through the report very briefly, because I would imagine that members had already gone through the report. But in essence, the recognition of customary marriages amendment bill is a section 76 bill, which was referred to the committee. And in terms of the report covers the background. In that the amendment bill, it aims to amend the Recognition of Customary Marriages Act 1998 to bring it in line with the judgments of the Constitutional Court, where the court found the act to be constitutionally invalid because it discriminated unfairly against certain women in customary marriages. And the Constitutional Court rulings relate to the Ramuhovi and others versus the president, and in that sense it found that the Recognition of Customary Marriages Act was inconsistent with the Constitution because it discriminated unfairly against women in polygamous customary marriages, which were entered before the commencement of the Act. And secondly, in the Gumede versus the president, the court also declared the section 7, subsection 2 of the Recognition of Customary Marriages Act unconstitutional because the section only customary marriages entered into after the commencement of the recognition of customary marriages act where a spouse is not a partner to any other existing customary marriage. So, honourable members, that is just the background, but in terms of the public participation process, we were briefed on the ball on the 23rd of June 2020. Being a Section 76 bill, the bill was sent to provinces for public consultation. And maybe just to say that, honourable members, we did receive the 9 negotiating mandates, and I know the report is saying that we received all 9 final mandates. And members will recall that when we dealt with the bill, the final mandate of the three states was not available at the time. However, I think Honourable Zadova can also confirm this, that we did receive the final mandate from the three states. But it came after our meeting. So we received basically 8 final mandates, and the one from the three states is come at a later time, and the report needs to be updated as such. We didn't want to make the amendment before members because we had already sent out the report. And then in terms of the public participation process, honourable members, while the processes took place between September and November 2020, we also requested provinces to give us details in terms of their public participation process. However, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, provinces were also afforded additional time to conduct public participation. So in terms of the negotiating mandates, 8 provinces were in favor of the bill, with the exception of the Western Cape province not supporting the bill. On the 10th of November, as a committee, we did receive a briefing from the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development on their responses to the to issues that were raised in the negotiating mandate. And the department did respond to all concerns. But during our deliberations as well, concerns were raised to the effect that the bill failed to define the forms of property ownership at customary law, such as marital property, house property, family property, and personal property. But we agreed that the bill would require in-depth research as well as extensive consultation with relevant stakeholders, and to avoid unintended consequences to the detriment of women in customary marriages. We also noted that the South African Law Reform Commission, together with the Department of Home Affairs, is reviewing the South African marriage regime. So a lot of these other issues would be dealt with in that process. One other thing that was also raised by provinces was that the department, and we agreed to this, that the department should heed this call for extensive public education on the bill, to ensure that all persons understand the amendments made in the Recognition of Customary Marriages Act. Honourable members, the A list of amendments was considered by the committee and adopted on the 18th of November 2020, and this was sent then to provinces for conferral of final mandates. And in terms of final mandates, as I indicated, that the Northwest province did not submit its final mandate. It's correct in this part of the report. However, we met on the 21st of November to consider the final mandate, and we also considered the B bill and adopted it. And I don't know, honourable members, but I would propose that we include in the report that the Northwest province final mandate was received, but after the committee took a decision, and also to indicate that the province was in favor of the bill. As a result, members, as a committee, we recommend to the House that the recognition of customary marriages amendment bill be adopted by the House Thank you, Honourable Members. That is just in terms of the report. Attached to the report as well is the Beagle, which contains the two amendments that we made. Honourable Members, that is the report. Let me open it up for deliberation if members want to raise any issue that they might have with the report, and if not, if members could then perhaps, if they wish to adopt the report, to move for adoption. Honourable Members? Honourable Members?
I move, Chair, to adopt the report.
Thank you, Honourable Bartlett.
I'm seconding, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Bartlett. Honourable Members, are there any objections or abstentions? In terms of the report itself, okay, if there are no objections or abstentions, then we consider the report duly adopted. And on this note, thank you, Honourable Members. Honourable Members, this meeting was convened largely to just deal with this one report. On those grounds, let me once again thank the legal teams and all the various support officials that assisted the committee in terms of the processing of this bill. And lastly, let me thank Honourable Members for their attendance and participation in this process. That being said, Honourable Members, this meeting is back adjourned, and thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Chair.
Honourable Matama.